With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We got some breaking news before we get to six Texans that could be Texans, as well as a sign that the Texans might be moving on from Jadeveon Clowney. Apparently, I was wrong in the previous segment. There is a Tampa Bay Bucs fan that listens to us. Let's go out to Tim, 713-572-4610. Tim, you're on In the Loop.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, being Landry, I am a Tampa Bay fan. It's kind of weird connections because of their first coach being John McKay, and then, of course, being the Arkansas fan that I am, their first star running back was from Arkansas, and Jerry Eckler.
There you go.
I was there for the 0-24. But what most people don't know, and I know that John Lopez knows this, that Tampa Bay was the brilliant team that is cursed because they traded a tight end for what would become known as Earl Campbell.
They sure did. So, damn. And a second-round pick.
And a second-round pick for Jimmy Giles to what, and Earl Campbell, Tyler Rose ends up there. Tampa Bay is cursed. I do miss the orange uniforms. I don't know about our new coach. I hate Jameis Winston. I've been in Houston long enough, and I've been here since it was cool for me being a Tampa Bay fan because I became a fan from John McKay being their first coach, and then they starting up. Like a lot of people did with Houston, and I happened to be in Houston when the Texans started, so I am a Texans fan.
Yeah,
but there is a curse, and so
Tim, and they got screwed in the schedule, man. Your guys got screwed.
I appreciate you, Tim. Hey, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
You know what? That was a damn good story right there about when someone becomes a fan. Like, you know, all these jamokes, like all these clowns, all these A hats, D pieces, whatever you want to call them. Some of the stuff I can't even say on the air that like jump onto the Patriots bandwagon, and they're from like some small town like Mission, Texas, or like San Angelo or something, and they say they like the New England Patriots because they always like Drew Bledsoe. Come on, dude. Like, you didn't just get drawn to Drew Bledsoe. Like, you're a bandwagon and you're trying to justify it. That's a good story right there on why you become a fan. And what if Earl Campbell had gone to the Tampa Bay Bucs? I would have been a Bucs fan.
Everything would have been different. And it's funny you say that, just real quick before we get into these six Texans who might become Texans in the draft, and your point on Jadeveon Clowney. People have asked me, because it's such a big year for the Liverpool soccer team and Premier, how'd you become a Liverpool fan? I've been a Liverpool fan for about 15 years because I've always liked soccer. And the reason I chose Liverpool a long time ago and kind of casually started following them until the point now that I'm a really, really diehard Liverpool soccer fan is because Liverpool is England's version of Houston. It's the big port community in England. It's one of those kind of second cities to London. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people think, you know, Houston is second city to Dallas, but it's not. It's a great, great city. And it's very much like Houston. It's kind of a sleeves rolled, working man's kind of place. So I said, I like that. It's kind of like a European version of Houston. And then I've just fallen in love with it. And so that, yeah, how you become a fan is those, sometimes it's weird.
It is weird, but I don't know what Liverpool had to do with this, but that's cool.
No, because it's Houston.
I'm talking soccer.
Because you were talking about how you become a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be a Liverpool fan because it's basically Houston in England.
All right, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll be a Liverpool fan. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Sorry to all our soccer fans. I'm just kidding. Jadeveon Clowney, we've talked about how the Texans are going to handle him. They franchise tagged him in the offseason. And it appears that they're just going to try to have him play this out in the franchise tag. It doesn't seem like the two sides are anywhere near agreeing on a long-term deal. But something that happened yesterday has me raising my eyebrows just a little bit, because we've heard numerous reports that maybe the Texans are open to trading Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a prospect in the draft. He probably had one of the most impressive combines that anyone's had. He's an edge rusher, ran about a 4.3. He's a massive guy by the name of Montez Sweat. And mock drafts have Sweat going anywhere from top 10 to top 15 in the upcoming NFL draft. Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle reported yesterday that the Texans were having private visits. They brought a couple cornerbacks in, and they also brought in Montez Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what mock drafts are saying, and I know a lot of times guys slide, but I haven't seen anyone anywhere say that Sweat is going to be available for the Houston Texans at 23. And furthermore, if he is available at 23 to take it a step further and they take him, that would be in spite of taking a cornerback and an offensive tackle, which I'm okay with if you think he's the best player available.
Sure.
But this is a guy that does pretty much the same thing that J.D. Clowney does. So it makes me wonder if maybe, just maybe, there is a possibility of J.D. Clowney getting traded before the draft.
Well, listen, by every account that I've seen, and I go to various websites and talk to various people who know a lot more about the draft than I do, Montez Sweat is a top 10 pick. I mean, he's a consensus. Maybe someone has him at 11, but somebody has him at 5. You know, he's a consensus top 10 pick.
I've seen him go to the Raiders as early as 4.
Yes. So immediately you think, you know, you kind of rub your chin and you go, okay. So the Texans have Montez Sweat in for a visit. That could mean maybe they are, listening to some offers or at least considering a trade for Jadeveon Clowney. And that's what social media, especially on Twitter, where a lot of the writers that I follow are, that's kind of where they went immediately in terms of, hey, you know, could this be happening? I have a slightly different opinion of it, and maybe I'm dead wrong. To me, yeah, that's a possibility, but to me, this is the epitome of lying season. You always hear me talk about lying season. You know, people do things, say things to throw people off course, right? So in the meantime, they're getting a lot of research, a lot of information on Montez Sweat. Maybe somewhere down the road, this is due diligence, this, you know, personified. They're somewhere down the road, maybe they like Montez Sweat, they have no intention of trading up unless something crazy happens, but they might be interested in him, you know, after his rookie contract, or they might like him in some sort of deal down the road. They just might want to find out more about him because they figure they're going to see him at some point in the future. A lot of people, the easy thing to do is say, hey, maybe the Texans are considering trading Jadeveon Clowney or moving up in the draft and getting Montez Sweat. And that could be 100% correct. I'm not buying it. To me, this is lying season personified.
All right, let me ask you this before we get into your 6 Texans who could be Texans 6 shows away from the NFL draft. Let me just ask you this question real quick. Let me. I know you're into role play. I've heard from many people.
I was this morning.
Yeah, I've heard. Trust me, I've heard. You don't got a massage kidding. Room for nothing. But let me ask you this. Let me put you in the role of Jadeveon Clowney's agent, Buzz Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And you're negotiating with the Houston Texans, and you hear that they're bringing in a guy who's an edge rusher who plays the same position as your client, who's going to be a top 10, top 15 pick, and they're having him in for a private visit. I know it's lying season. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on. What are you thinking?
Well, I know what Buzz Cook is thinking. He's like, WTF, you know? But couldn't – let's go to the other side. You know, couldn't the Texans be doing this for that reason as well? Basically sending a message to Buzz Cook and Jadeveon Clowney, hey man, sign that offer sheet, sign that that tender that we offered you, because nothing's off the table right now. This is lying season to me. This is the epitome of the Texans gaining a little information on a guy they like and they might face, but more than anything, sending messages to the league in terms of giving them something else to think about on the draft, and also what you just said. To Buzz Cook and Jadeveon Clowney. We franchise tagged you. You haven't signed it. We're considering everything.
Maybe Sweat, and you know, I'm good with this, and I've heard a lot of people, you know, be critical of it. I wouldn't mind them taking an edge rusher there if there's a run
on tackles and
cornerbacks. I
think they are going to take an edge rusher, just not there.
If it's there and you get Montez Sweat and you can use him, that makes Whitney Mercilus tradable. And Whitney Mercilus is a guy you're going to have to replace mm-hmm. after next season anyways, just because it doesn't seem like he has a role here. So maybe Montez Sweat is a replacement for Whitney Mercilus. I'd mm-hmm. be okay with that as well. Mm-hmm. But if I'm J.D. Clowney and I'm looking at this, I got to be – I don't think I'm too thrilled about it. But it definitely makes you raise the eyebrows because we talk about
well, then it's working.
Trade.
Well, then what they're doing is working because they got you. They got a lot of people thinking about it. A lot of people talking about it. You know they got Buss Cook and Jadeveon Clowney thinking and talking about it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, six shows away from the NFL draft. We got people lined up outside the studio just waiting for this next segment.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're just waiting because you talk about
what
split
we do,
segments. This is In the Loop at its finest next. The OG is going to put his talents on display. I'm going to put mine on display. Six Texans that could be Texans and the world-famous landlocked game-by-game schedule breakdown. Keep it locked. You don't want to miss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.